It's not a sure thing. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. That's what Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen believes about whether there will be a recession, but she does expect a slowdown. She tells ABC's This Week the administration is looking at lowering tariffs on China.
The tariffs we inherited, some serves no strategic purpose and raise costs to consumers. And so reconfiguring some of those tariffs so they make more sense.
National Economic Council Director Brian Deese, also optimistic.
As we move through this transition, not only is a recession not inevitable, but what we as policymakers can do is take steps to build on our unique strengths in the American economy.
Deese on Fox News Sunday. The tracking website FlightAware reporting hundreds of flights have been canceled today and many more delayed. Fox's Jonathan Sary is at Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport in Atlanta.
A steady stream of travelers here trying to get on board their flights, hoping that they don't face any delays or cancellations. Atlanta's home to Delta Airlines, which explains a variety of factors, continue to impact our operations, including challenges with air traffic control, weather, and unscheduled absences in some work groups.
More January 6th committee hearings are slated. Democratic California Congresswoman Zoe Lofgren is a panel member and was asked by CBS's Face the Nation if she thinks any charges will result.
The Department of Justice has to make its own decision. We're laying out facts. They can see it, but I'm sure they have access to other information because they've got grand juries meeting with various defendants.
The hearings resume this week. World Swimming Governing Body has effectively banned transgender women from competing in events. FINA's new policy only permits swimmers who transition before age 12 to compete. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Two-time Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton rules out another run. Fox's Roger Stern has the story.
Out of the question. That's Hillary Clinton's response to the Financial Times, which asked if she'd consider running for president in 2024, particularly if President Biden does not seek a second term. She said, first of all, I expect Biden to run. He certainly intends to run. It would be very disruptive to challenge that. There have been whispers in Democratic circles about possibly looking for a new nominee, but the president has given no indication he would support that. In fact, the Washington Post reports that Biden may announce his 2024 candidacy next spring. Roger Stern, Fox News.
Police in Colorado say a man was shot and killed yesterday in front of his wife and three children as the family drove on an interstate. Officer Elizabeth McGregor with the Aurora Police Department said responding officers found the vehicle on the side of the highway.
They were able to find the adult male driver who tragically was suffering from an apparent gunshot wound.
Police believe the shooting could be connected to illegal street racers who are known to sometimes block traffic. They're asking for the public's help in solving the case, and a reward is being offered. People gathered in Maine yesterday to see the christening of the U.S. Navy's newest guided missile destroyer. Fox's Ted Linder with the story.
Folks in Maine came together Saturday at the Navy shipbuilder Bath Ironworks in Maine to see the christening of the future USS John Bassalone. The new ship is being named after the gunnery sergeant who received the Medal of Honor for his heroism in the Battle of Guadalcanal. He single-handedly destroyed an enemy blockhouse in the Battle of Iwo Jima and led a Marine tank through a minefield. He was killed in action that same day and was posthumously awarded a Navy Cross for his sacrifice. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.